This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, I'm not sure what's more dangerous. The fact that the government wants to have a medical tyranny situation where they can force you to inject anything into your body, consume anything, and the precedent that that sets. Or the fact that the Democrat Party and most of our politicians and media are now completely okay with the two-tier, two-standard justice system, where one side of the political aisle in this country gets free speech, gets to be violent, gets to do whatever you want, whereas the other side, if they step on a crack or break a stick, you know, in a park, get a full investigation from the FBI. Or perhaps it's the confluence of both of those things that has me so shocked, appalled, and afraid of where this country is going. But first, take a look at the brainwashed stooges that we have in Washington, D.C. These are all leftist liberals, the dumbest people that walk among us. They drive on our roads. Scary to think that, isn't it? These people drive on roads next to you. My God. That's a hazard right there. These people are a walking hazard for a functioning society, the average day modern progressive liberal. So here they are in D.C. explaining why they won't take off their masks.
Why? Because we're not protected 100% from COVID. So even if you have your vaccine, you can still get it.
Oh, so it doesn't work. Got it.
Hey, I'm Lisa with the Daily Caller. Today we are in Washington, D.C., where a lot of people are still wearing their masks outside, despite the new CDC guidelines. We're going to ask them why.
Why are you still wearing a mask, and are you vaccinated?
Yeah, so thank you for that question. I am vaccinated, and I am a bit skeptical of their decision.
Because I feel like the coronavirus doesn't go away after the CDC says it's okay.
I mean, I thought it was a little premature, the CDC guidelines.
It's a little concerning to see that a lot of people outside are not wearing it.
I don't want to get other people, like, to think that it's okay not to wear their mask if they aren't vaccinated. I don't want it to make it look normal that you cannot wear your mask. I feel like people still should wear their mask.
Hi, how are you? Why are you still wearing a mask?
Just precautious, extra cautious for my safety and health.
I mean, when I walk around, sometimes in close proximity to people that aren't masked. And do you have the vaccine yet?
Yes, I had 2 shots already, fully vaccinated.
And if we are vaccinated, I don't think it's all happening so fast. Time will tell just how protected we are with the vaccinations, because who knows with the new strains that are coming out.
And until we know that the city is safe, I think if you're outside, it's going to be okay, but like,
till we know,
we should remain vigilant in the meantime.
And we don't know who has it or doesn't
Jokers
have the vaccine
out there.
Or not. I'm hot.
I think there should be some way where you can see if others have been vaccinated or not. Then if you can easily spot that...
Oh, he wants the vaccine cards and wristbands.
You can remove your mask.
Well, we're doing it because it's a professional look. We're at work right now, and we deal in the public space. So we do try and encourage the message for people to feel still comfortable.
Because I haven't been vaccinated, so that's why I still wear my mask.
I haven't gotten my second dose yet, so I know I'm, like, not fully vaccinated.
Outdoors, I think it's a little more safe, as my mask is falling down.
I'm not going to lie. When I'm not working, I do tend to keep my mask down in public. But we are also encouraging people that if they go into our businesses, we still want our business owners and all of the patrons for those businesses to feel comfortable.
Indoors is what concerns me, like movie theaters and the idea of being able to go to concerts or things like that.
But I feel like at this point, if you're fully vaccinated and outside and being responsible with your distance, I think it's okay to not wear a mask.
Oh, I just walked out of the store, so I just always forget to take it off. But I think it's pretty safe to not wear it when you're in, like, a not crowded area.
When I go in the store, so I just leave it on. I don't want to wear no mask.
Folks, I mean, there's so many things I could sit here and point out. I mean, like, what's the most obvious thing? The mask doesn't stop COVID! The mask doesn't stop COVID! So we're living in the land of complete liberal idiots. Liberalism is a mental disorder. And they want to make it a thing where these people can vote us into tyranny. These people can vote us into the craziest, stupidest crap you've ever heard of. Like chopping your child's genitals off because they wore a dress one day. I mean, seriously, this is out of control.
Warning! 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 The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas, South Dakota, and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off. And Winter Sun for your immune system, it's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, as I told you, I'm going to tell you the list of Republicans who voted for the 9/11 style commission investigation into January 6th. Which, of course, means anybody who is there, they'll come after and they'll arrest and they'll destroy their lives. That's what they're really saying. And they want to make it an equivalent that, oh, whoever orchestrated 9/11 and driving planes in the Twin Towers, killing thousands of people, you're on the equivalent of your grandma. That's on the equivalent. Imagine that. That's what they're arguing here. That's what the liberal media is arguing. The Democrats are arguing that your grandma, who walked into D.C. on January 6th with an American flag or a Trump flag, is just as guilty as somebody who flew a plane into the Twin Towers on 9/11 or the person that funded and orchestrated that event. That's what they're now trying to say. That's what they're trying to perpetuate here. You know, I've realized something, I think, and I really don't know how InfoWars adjusts to this understanding now. But I don't know if it's InfoWars' role needs to change or something. Because here's the deal. With what the Democrats are doing and the media is doing and all this pushback against human freedom and just everything they stand for now, it's so bad, it's so obvious. I mean, we still need to be here to report the news that nobody else is going to tell you, but I mean, the liberal media is so out of control in their lies, the Democrat Party is so out of control in their lies and their tyranny. I mean, they're asking for a fight. And it's not a fight that we want. And that's why we haven't had it yet. And that's why they just continue to oppress us and lie to us and goose-step us into tyranny. And so it's just stunning to me that this is happening. I don't even know. I mean, how our politicians can be so committed to disproven lies, to disproven theories, to disproven narratives, and they just don't back off. They just stick with every single one of them. No shame. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And it doesn't even matter that you have half the Democrat Party fractured right now saying we need to be pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine. By the way, you know, there's probably, you know, the Palestinians are really getting used and abused worse than anyone here by Hamas, because they're just like this political football getting tossed back and forth, and then they just throw rocks at Israel, and now they got bombs going over their head. And the weapons manufacturers make money, and the politicians who get money from them get more campaign contributions, and the people that have stock options in the weapons manufacturers make money. So they all love it. They love the constant war. And I mean, it's just out of control. But let me just try to focus and read you this list here. So here are the 35 Republicans who think that Americans with American flags in the Capitol on D.C. are equal to terrorists on September 11th. Here are the 35 Republicans that think you, an American, that know the election was stolen from Trump, are as bad as a terrorist on 9/11. Bacon, Republican, Nebraska. Bence, or I guess these are all Republicans. Bacon in Nebraska, Bence in Oregon, Bice in Oklahoma, Liz Cheney, Wyoming, who's surprised by that, Curtis, Utah, Davis in Illinois, Fitzpatrick, Pennsylvania, Fortenberry, Nebraska, Garbarino, New York, Jimenez, Florida, Gonzalez, Texas, Gonzalez, Ohio, Guest, Mississippi, Herrera, Butler, Washington, Hill, Arkansas, Hollingsworth, Indiana, Jacobs, New York, Johnson, South Dakota, Joyce, Ohio, Katko, New York, who co-sponsored the bill, Kinzinger, Illinois, McKinley, West Virginia, Meyer, Michigan, Miller, Meeks, Iowa, Moore, Utah, Newhouse, Washington, Reed, New York, Rice, South Carolina, Salazar, Florida, Simpson, Idaho, Smith, New Jersey, Taylor, Texas, Upton, Michigan, Valadao, California, Womack, Arkansas. So there are your Republicans that think Americans in Washington, D.C. is equivalent to terrorists blowing up Twin Towers and murdering thousands of people. And there are, I believe, 13 of these who also voted to impeach Trump. Liz Cheney, Wyoming, Gonzalez, Ohio, Herrera, Butler, Washington, Katko, New York, Kinzinger, Illinois, Meyer, Michigan, Newhouse, Washington, Rice, South Carolina, Upton, Michigan, Valadao, California. They all voted also for impeachment. Now, I have a hard time. You see a lot of people excited about this, thinking, we're going to primary all of these people. Look at these strong Republican districts where we can put in real American First Republicans. Hey, you know what? That's great. This is a political, the political approach to this, the Democratic approach to this, one man, one vote, use logic and reasoning and the power of information to sway votes. But we don't live in a fair world. We don't have equal free speech. And we don't even have fair elections. So I can't hop on that train of hope. I can't hop on that train of this can be a good thing. It's not that I'm a pessimist. I'm just a realist. And again, how can we even be at this point? How can we even be at such a point of darkness where any neutral, fair observer would tell you that all of the rioting and the violence from the summer of 2020 is a million times worse than what happened on January 6th? But you get no investigation into that. The FBI makes no comments or investigations on that. The CIA has nothing to say about that. The media says it's all peaceful. And then you have about 5 hours of a pocket of out of control demonstrators in Washington, D.C. after our election got stolen. And that's the worst event since 9/11. And you have a full on investigation. Hundreds of people arrested and thrown in jail. They're only beginning. And they want to full-on launch this investigation or call it a 9/11-style commission so that they can label these people terrorists and lock them up forever and then permanently chill anyone's free speech that's pro-America. So you'll be too afraid to go to D.C. You'll be too afraid to say you like Trump. You'll be too afraid to say you voted for Trump. You'll be too afraid to say that you think the elections are rigged. That's what they want to do. They want to make this such a criminal stronghold here in the United States of America that they can't have any political opposition to the New World Order globalist takeover, to communism. That's what they want. And they have to use January 6th as their example to put every American in fear. They don't want you to have free speech, and they don't want you to talk about all the corruption that's happening in government. And if they get away with this, we'll see if it passes in the Senate. Mitch McConnell has said that he'll try to stop this from passing, but I don't trust Mitch McConnell at all. He could flip overnight. So, on one hand, they're trying to introduce medical tyranny with forced vaccinations, and then on the other hand, they're trying to introduce political tyranny by labeling their opposition as criminals and terrorists so that nobody ever opposes them again. It's very frightening stuff. And so I don't pause for effect. I don't pause because I don't have enough to say. I got stacks of news here. I got video clips. I could talk all frickin' day. I'm pausing because this is so overwhelming and this is so dangerous. It's just stunning. It's paralyzing. It's paralyzing to look into this. It's paralyzing to see what's incoming. It's paralyzing to understand the history and know where this goes. So we take it seriously here at InfoWars. I suggest the rest of the media wake up and does as well.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show Owen Schroyer sitting in. I thank you for being with us today. Roger Stone is coming up at 1 o'clock Central here, so 40 minutes away. Roger Stone going to be joining me with another example of InfoWars being next year's news today. A story that Roger and I were talking about actually years ago, probably 2-3 years ago we were covering this. Now is making mainstream news, so he'll be joining me to talk about that, as well as some other developments like what they're doing to Trump, what they're doing to Roger. And so all of that is coming up here shortly. And I just got an interesting breaking news report about secret armies being run by the Pentagon. I'm going to explain that in a second. But ladies and gentlemen, we have the best supplements on the market that we can find for the lowest price available at InfoWarsStore.com. That is the InfoWars life motivation. That is our agenda, to find the best quality supplements and then have them at the best price. That's our nexus, and that's the InfoWars life product line available at InfoWarsStore.com. Our latest edition is the Fizzy Magnesium. I've already had mine for today. I also had my vitamin mineral fusion this morning, both exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Ionic Fizzy Magnesium Drink Mix is 33% off right now, the introductory price of $19.95. And you're going to love this Fizzy Magnesium Drink Mix. Honestly, the flavor is so good, you're just going to drink it because the flavor is so good. So think about that. You know, you reach into the fridge for your favorite pop beverage, a Coke or a Dr. Pepper or what have you, and you drink that because the flavor's great. There's no health benefits to that, but the flavor's great. Well, this has health benefits and great flavor. Now, if this continues to be as popular as it has been on the outset here, we may introduce another flavor. But right now, it's the orange flavor, and it is, you're going, like I said, you will drink this because you like the flavor. The health benefits will just end up being an addition. So it's Fizzy Magnesium Drink Mix, introductory price of $19.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. And I've already had mine today. In fact, I've got the container. I may have a little actually left in the... Nope, I drank it all. But yes, here's the Fizzy Magnesium I keep right by the desk, because I like to drink it during the broadcast. And of course, all the other great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, the emergency food, the emergency gear, the t-shirts, the hats, InfoWarsStore.com. Your support there keeps us on the air. All right, I got a bunch of news to get to before Roger gets on. You know, this story was just handed to me with the headline, Pentagon reportedly running secret army of 60,000 around the world. And here's really the juicy of this story. The Pentagon is running 60,000-strong secret army made up of soldiers, civilians, and contractors who travel the world under false identities embedded in consultancies and name-brand companies without the knowledge of the American people or most Congress, according to a report. So what are these, commies? Are these leftist commies that the Pentagon is sending around? Or is this really a pro-America cause? Somehow I doubt it. Somehow I doubt it. The force is 10 times the size of the covert elements of the CIA. Comes with a cost of more than $90 million. and engages about 130 private companies and operations in locales like the Middle East and Africa, according to the report. Congress, however, has never heard of this, never had a hearing on it, never approved it. Just the government stealing more of our money and then using it for their own agenda that is not America first. Isn't that nice? Isn't that just something? Like what they're doing to Donald Trump right now, or what they're doing to Roger Stone right now, who will be joining us shortly. President Trump responds to news he's being criminally investigated by New York Attorney General. If these prosecutors focused on real issues, crime would be obliterated and New York would be great and free again. That's a direct quote from Trump's response. But yeah, they are going after Trump again. And I believe they've even been told, yeah, it's a criminal investigation. It's not a civil investigation. So they're ramping it up. Man, you know, I don't know who makes these ads, but Dan Scavino yesterday released like another one of these Trump ads, like these powerful Trump ads. And I was watching it. And I was thinking about it because I haven't really been, I mean, I don't really get too excited about Donald Trump these days. Hey, good for him. He's playing golf. He was a great president. I voted for him. I wish he was president, not Biden, obviously. He won the election. But it's hard for me to really get excited about this stuff. But I was watching the video, and it kind of just hit me. He's planning something. Probably to run again, I guess, is the plan there, because I don't know why they would be, no, not Biden hacking it up on, for a photo shoot on the golf course. But Trump's actually golfing. I don't know if he's good at golf, but better than Biden, I bet you. So I think Trump is probably planning on running for president again. Otherwise, why would they be putting out these ads all the time? Here's the rub to me, though. I have a hard time really getting that excited about another Trump run, because not because he didn't do a great job or because I don't think he'd be the best man for the job. It's just I get all kinds of stuff from Trump's people, and it's all about the vaccines and it's all about Operation Warp Speed. I want nothing to do with that. And the Republican Party is just a complete mess, quite frankly, other than a few individuals within it. And I'm sick of getting these, you know, I'm sure you get them too, emails from the Republican Party like, act now, help us stop this bill, help us stop this tyranny, help us do this, help us do this. And they never do any of it. They don't do any of it, but they take your money. All the Republican Party does is raise money. They've done nothing for us. They vote on bills that go against us. They vote on bills to investigate us. All the Republican Party does is collect money. And you have an element of the Republican Party that wants to get rid of Trump. Or Pelosi says Republicans need to get in control of their party again, meaning take back control from we the people that voted for Trump. Take back control from the organic grassroots movement that was behind Trump. Go back to the one-party, fake two-party system of the politicians screwing us all over and get these American-loving people like Trump out of any involvement. But Trump obviously is planning on running or planning on doing something. Otherwise, why would they be releasing these ads? But man, I mean, things are so bad now, I just can't see really getting any hope behind Donald Trump at this point for a year.
Listen up, Patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and KF Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, it's sold out for months back in limited supply. Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a loss leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You know, we've already reached conclusions here at InfoWars, and that's why the viral trend is Alex Jones was right. We've already reached our conclusions. Now, we reverse engineer the conclusions we've reached with all the news coverage we do, all the video clips we've run, but we've reached the conclusion. We've done the analysis, we've done the wargaming, we've seen into the future, and we've been proven the tip of the spear, bona fide. Next year's news today, there's just no doubt about it. So it's almost just becoming this weird exercise in redundancy, just showing you here. Look, it's the Democrat Party, totalitarian, aligned with the Chinese. Hey, look, they released the virus out of Wuhan lab. It's going to be used to collapse markets, shut economies down, and then bring in the Great Reset. And it's just all coming out now. It's wide open. It's everything we said. All the conclusions we reached. It's like, yeah, you live in a corrupt world. They would censor the people warning you about it. Do you get that? And this audience, of course, gets it. It's just frustrating when you see the evil, you know the game plan, and you think, okay, here it is. People want to know this, and then stop it, and it just keeps trucking right along, man. Kind of like Biden and all of his gaffes. So when he's not faking playing golf, or then trying to play golf and hacking it around, he's insulting our Coast Guard. So this is a new clip. Of course, there's already old clips out there of Biden insulting members of the military, calling them dumb bastards. So we know about his lack of respect for Americans in the military. Here's the latest. I'm telling you, I don't know how much longer they can let this guy speak at all, but I guess for the rest of his administration, perhaps. Here's Biden speaking to Coast Guard graduates, calling them dull.
I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war. You're a really dull class. I mean, come on, man. Is the sun getting to you? I would think you'd have an opportunity when I say that about the Navy to clap, but being here together.
Think about the condescension there. Guys, play the B-roll again and pause it after he says that, because you can see the condescending look in his eyes. You can see the sneering look. Yeah, like he really looks down on them. He really looks down on them. He really thinks they're a bunch of sad sacks, a bunch of piles of crap. That's what Joe Biden thinks about our military. But I got news for you, Joe. It's not because the Coast Guard you were addressing is dull. It's not their problem, Joe. It's you. They don't like you. You have no energy. You suck. You're a comedian that's not funny. You're a leader that can't lead. You're a sprinter without legs. So, yeah, nobody's cheering. There's no energy in the audience because of you. You're not popular. In fact, you're unpopular. But there you go. Add it to the list of Biden's insults to our military. I just hate that these bastards lead us, man. Now, go figure. You know what? Let me get into this other political news, and I'll cover the vaccine news in the next segment before Roger Stone joins us. It's just diabolical. It's diabolical what they're doing to get people to take this vaccine. One of the most underrated members of the Republican Party, perhaps because he switched from Democrat and he's a true America firster, is Vernon Jones out of Georgia. He's calling for a forensic audit of the presidential election in 2020. He's running for governor of Georgia. And so this is just great. We need to be lifting Vernon Jones up. And obviously he's not going to be looking for any job in D.C. He's running for governor of Georgia to replace the corrupt, lackadaisical, pathetic Kemp. But Vernon Jones, underrated, I think, star up and coming for an American first political movement. So calling for a audit into the Georgia election. You also have some other developing news here. Headline from the Gateway Pundit. Democrats and their accomplices are worried about the presidential election in Arizona, but the Senate is on the line as well. This is a great point overall, not just for Arizona to make. They didn't just steal the presidency. They didn't just steal the White House, the Democrats, that is. They didn't just steal it for Biden. They stole it for two Democrats in the Georgia Senate election as well. They stole it for a Democrat in the Arizona Senate election. So they stole probably about four or five Senate seats as well. And then who knows how many House seats that they stole. But That's why this is so critical, because we're all focused on the presidential election, obviously, but understanding that it's widespread election theft that happens. They don't just steal the White House. They steal House seats. They steal Senate seats. They got caught red-handed in Georgia stealing two Senate seats. Unbelievable. Sitting here having flashbacks from January in my mind where, of course, first we watched in November on election night, we watched Trump leading all day in these states, Trump winning the vote all day long in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Georgia. And then right at midnight, magically, millions of votes immediately pour in for Biden, and then they declare him the winner and they stop counting. Well, it just reminds me of January watching the runoff special elections in Georgia for the two Senate seats, and the exact same thing happened. The Republicans winning all night, all day, and then right at midnight, right before they stop counting, magically the Democrats get right ahead, just enough votes to win. Incredible. The most obvious election cheat you've ever seen in your life. I mean, seriously, like, this country's a joke, man. This country's a joke. These people are a joke. But you know ultimately what it is? Ultimately, you know what? I mean, this is real existential stuff. But really, ultimately what it is that nobody wants to die. And you say, what? What are you talking about? Well, folks, we know that if we really wanted to overturn this stuff, we'd have to have a physical hot war. Anybody who sought this out has probably at some point reached that conclusion. Doesn't even matter what side of the political spectrum you're on. The left has already figured that out. That's why they're burning cities to the ground. That's why they're burning churches to the ground. That's why they're attacking police officers. Because the left has figured that out, too. They're just actually implementing the violence. And it's being promoted by the media, promoted by the politicians. So the people in the streets feel like they're in the right to do it. But historically speaking, this type of evil, this type of corruption has never been absolved peacefully. Never's happened. So, and that's the thing. And it's weird, too, because we have all these great members of the military and all these great veterans that signed up to go overseas and fight. But because the military-industrial complex aims them in certain directions, we don't even use our own military to protect our own country anymore. And so you have more evidence of voter fraud and election theft in Pennsylvania. Election officials in Pennsylvania blame coding error with Dominion voting machines for flaws with Republican votes in primary this week. So they just openly steal our elections. They openly bring in medical tyranny. They openly sabotage and collapse our economy. They openly say that you, the American patriot, are now a terrorist on the level with a 9/11 plane hijacker. And we just sit here and take it because we've had it so good, and we still got plenty of food, and we can still start our cars, some of us, and we can still, you know, afford energy, but these are dwindlings. But so that's what it is. The reason why we haven't really overthrown this is because, historically speaking, it has to be done physically. Nobody wants to go to that level. Most people won't even be intellectually honest about any of this. Most people won't even be intellectually honest about any of this to themselves or to their friends or to their audience. But that's why this is such a paradox here. Everybody knows how corrupt Washington, D.C. is. Everybody knows how criminal and bad it is. But we got it so good here, so we're not ready to lose.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, remember Roger Stone coming up in the next hour, and then Alex Jones is going to be joining us live as well. So let me get through the rest of this news before our great guests join us, our guest Roger Stone joins us, and then the host of the Alex Jones Show joins us. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. Go figure. Who would have seen this coming? Of course, this is the entire purpose of why they did this. Ohio sees surge in vaccination shots after offering $5 million vaccine lottery. The Vax-a-Million lottery. Oh, wow. They have record signups and record vaccinations when you bribe people with a money prize? Oh, my gosh. Who saw that coming? No, that's exactly what they wanted. That's exactly what they did. And you look at the Ohio governor, Mike DeWine, a Republican in name only. I would guess a compromised politician. I mean, you take one look at the guy, folks. There's no way this guy wins anything legitimately. And nobody in Ohio likes him. And he's been all about the COVID tyranny, but he's there as the governor. And so he did the Vax-a-Million lottery, and now they are poisoning the people of Ohio, making the people of Ohio guinea pigs. Hey, guinea pigs of Ohio! I know this vaccine is deadly, but we need you to be a part of this experiment. So be a part of this worldwide eugenics human experiment, and you can be entered to win the lottery. This is so illegal. This is so criminal. He belongs in prison for this. Disgusting. Why? Well, because of all the side effects, of course, and the death from the vaccines. Canadian man loses over 6 feet of intestine after blood clot caused by COVID vaccine. And, of course, this individual was a little skeptical of the vaccines going in. He knew about the blood clots, but he was told it's so rare, don't even worry about it. So rare until it happens to you. And there you go. But hey, if you were in Ohio, you could have been entered into the lottery. 6 feet of your intestines, a small price to pay to almost win the lottery. You wouldn't win anyway. So I'm going to add this to my book of vaccine side effects. I have a manila folder bursting at the seams. Just add it to the list. These people are sick promoting these vaccines and telling you it's safe and effective when it's not. It's neither safe nor effective, ladies and gentlemen. And people know this. And that's why you had British soldiers refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. British soldiers who refuse COVID jab will be educated. Oh, and could face disciplinary action. Ah, the re-education camps are coming. The gulags are coming. You don't want to subscribe to medical tyranny? You'll be sent to the re-education camp just like in China. So much for the free world. So much for my body, my choice. So much for informed medical consent. It's all out the door when tyranny comes, and it's here. But you know, us Americans don't really like tyranny, so they have to find a way to lure us into tyranny with free donuts and free beers and free fries and lotteries. Be a part of this eugenics experiment. America's like, no. And they're like, but we have a Krispy Kreme donut for you. A Krispy Kreme donut, huh? We've got a vaccine lottery. You could win $1 million. Really? I could do a lot with $1 million. Okay, I'll be part of your eugenics program. I'll give it a go. And then they do it. And then they have massive side effects. And then the media covers it up. What a sick planet we live on, man. What a sick, satanic planet we are experiencing right now. Let's just move on here. Rob Schneider, you've got to like Rob Schneider, not just for his funny movies, but the realist, his realism in politics. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's a liberal, but he has common sense approaches to the modern day political issues. So you resonate with him. But he puts the picture of all the NIH funded gain of function scientists. And he says, of course, government just happens to admit aliens exist so we can all forget about these guys. Yeah, the guys that sold or gave the bioweapon to China that then was used against us. Yeah, those guys. Yeah. Committing treason against us. Yeah, those guys. Yeah. Yeah. Should be arrested. Yeah. Investigated. Yeah. Yeah. But you won't. You'll be investigated if you waved an American flag on D.C. on the 6th because you're the real criminal, not the ones that made a bioweapon and gave it to China. No. I'm sorry, man. I guess it's gallows humor. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. But, you know, this whole alien thing, you got to say, it's an odd thing that you have, or UFOs more accurately stated. You have government admitting UFOs, showing the tapes, military admitting they're stalking our bases, and it's like not even news. How is that even possible? And, I mean... We're not making a big deal of it. I'm not even saying I necessarily trust all this stuff. We get lied to from our government all the time. We know about the Project Blue Beam fake alien invasion. So are they trying to build that up? Is there something else going on? But isn't it odd? I mean, seriously, that is something. U.S. government admits UFOs, releases the videos, and it barely has a blip on the radar. Flying objects doing things that no human knows of technology that we have. And they're always stalking our military bases. Barely even news. Barely even a blip on the radar. That's odd. Now, again, I've seen this whole thing of they're using it as a distraction or just, you know, whatever. But either way, it's still all out there and it's barely being talked about. And remember that Dan Radcliffe a year ago or even more went on Mornings with Maria Bartiromo and said that he wanted to classify this stuff with Trump in office. He went on Fox News and said, we have proof and videos and know of UFOs stalking our military bases. We have all we have everything. And he wanted to declassify them then with Trump, and he was rejected by the Pentagon. Mm. But now they want to release it. Now they want to show you all the videos now that Biden is in. But yet still it's not a big news story. So it's a very weird thing there. New York state troopers raid Democrat mayor's home in Rochester, New York. Police announce it's a criminal investigation into Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren. You won't hear a mention of this anywhere on the news, but if it was Republican, it'd be the leading story. You know, maybe there's a reason why the White House is so ineffective and fractured, because Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have to pretend like they like one another when we both know that they probably don't. This story was on the Gateway Pundit today, just a little blast from the past. Jill Biden to Kamala Harris after 2019 presidential debate. Go F yourself. Because remember, Democrats during that presidential debate were echoing the claims of Tara Reid. Remember that? The Me Too movement, Tara Reid accusing Joe Biden of sexual harassment. Remember all that? The Democrats brought that up during the presidential debates. Jill Biden didn't like that. Kamala Harris brought up the racist past of Joe Biden. He didn't want his kids to grow up in a racial jungle, you know, going to school with black kids. Joe Biden didn't want his kids in schools with black kids because he's a racist. Joe Biden eulogizing KKK, Grand Dragon, Cyclopses. What's the guy's name? Bird. Robert Byrd. And, of course, Joe Biden was in office and voted for segregation bills that Kamala Harris claimed kept her off of the bus from going to school. Now, that all came out to be a lie, too. Everything Kamala Harris says is a lie. But the Democrats, during the presidential debates, had concluded that Joe Biden was a womanizer and a racist. Now they voted him into office. And I guess Kamala Harris was just told, hey, look, get along with Joe, play the role, pretend you like him. You know he's slipping. You know he's, we'll just slip him out of there and we'll put you in. This country is so corrupt, man. We need prayers. We need a miracle. We need God's intervention. We need Jesus Christ. Because we are going down a slippery slope of tyranny, and it's very scary.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.